USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is going to visit Taiwan, with meetings scheduled with government officials on the self-ruled island that China claims as its own. Taiwanese government officials and others are reporting Ms. Pelosi is planning to meet Tuesday evening, but with most meetings taking place Wednesday. CNN translates Sai Huai Chung. He owns a tea shop in Taipei.
I don't think they will retaliate. I don't worry about it. Mainland China is just threatening us. If they really decide to invade Taiwan, they can kill it within 2 to 3 days. They don't need to talk much.
The White House physician reported President Biden tested positive again for COVID-19 late Saturday morning. He's showing no symptoms. America lost one of our favorite basketball players. Bill Russell died Sunday in Mercer Island, Washington. That's a suburb of Seattle. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
A ship carrying grain left the Ukrainian port of Odessa for foreign markets on Monday under a safe passage agreement. It's the first export of grain since the Russia invasion blocked shipping through the Black Sea 5 months ago. The deal was brokered by Turkey and key members of the United Nations. Let's get an update on the flooding devastation in eastern Kentucky.
The death toll from flash floods triggered by torrential rain in eastern Kentucky earlier this week has climbed to 25, according to Governor Andy Beshear. Mr. Beshear said on Facebook Saturday that the state was still in the search and rescue phase and that the number of fatalities was likely to increase. Governor Beshear added,
"Oh, we love you, and we're going to be there for you, not just today and tomorrow. We're going to be there for you next year. We'll move heaven and earth to try to repair the damage, to repair your lives, to rebuild. And we know you love where you live, and we're going to be right there with you."
In the Gulf Coast Newsroom of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Shocking video from a traffic camera allegedly shows a New Jersey city councilwoman smashing into a bicyclist while speeding through an intersection. Democrat Jersey City Councilwoman Amy DeGeis never slowed down after the hit and run in broad daylight. Calls for her resignation are being ignored. The councilwoman claimed she hit her head during the crash and went to a police station several hours later to report the incident after being involved with that hit and run. Representative Pete Sessions, a Republican from Texas on Newsmax, is perturbed. The FBI is showing preferential treatment while spending forever investigating the Biden laptop.
It could be political interference. The Department of Justice and the FBI choose to be able to take the perspective of their discretion. But they need to remember that oversight is what members of Congress intend to do. And as we ask questions, we're attempting to weave together what will turn out to be an investigation next year. We're giving the FBI, we're giving the administration an opportunity to properly, carefully, lawfully proceed under the law. And when they refuse to give signals that they do understand that, then next year we will have an opportunity to ask them questions. It diminishes the view that the American people have of the confidence in these organizations.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.